Mark Twain once said that when there's a gold rush, it's a good time to be in the pick and shovel business. Today, we look at the rapidly evolving markets in the marijuana green rush in our Canna Business Chronicles.
Welcome back, everybody. 32 after the hour. And joining us today to talk in the Canna Business Chronicles, we've got Mary Lou Burton on the line. Mary Lou, can you hear me okay?
I can. Hi, Russ.
Hi there. Glad to have you. We're going to try and get Noah Stokes on the line as well here in the middle of the interview. But first, let's start by talking about the Cannabis Creative Conference. What do you want people to know about this conference?
Well, being a mother of four teenagers and not really knowing much other than catching my kids smoking it, I really put together this conference to pull together the entire industry. I had two really good friends who opened a grow up in Kelso, and I've watched them over the last year go through hurdles and, take this on, very smart businesswomen, and it's unlike any other business. And their biggest concern was if they would have known, actually met up with people and networked with people in the local industry, because so much of it has to stay local, that they would have not made as many mistakes. It's just a, brand new industry. And my goal was to really focus on the people in Oregon that and all over the country that have really done their time and have taken the risks and are really the true experts.
So we're talking about a conference that's educational and networking for people that are wanting to get into the marijuana business. Is this just for Oregon marijuana business, or are you going to include Washington?
No, we're all over. We have people coming from all across the country because I think everybody's going to look at Oregon, to be consultants and so forth. All the other states are already contacting Oregon to find out how we did it, what we learned from Colorado, what we learned from Washington. So, it's to pull the Pacific Northwest together. There are some larger conventions, but as my friend said, they were small fish in a large sea, and it was hard to connect up with the people in their area. And it makes it that much more powerful that we all work together as one. I've been an event planner in the event industry for 30 years, and when everybody works together, I have a huge conference at the Oregon Convention Center where I have over 200 event businesses, and the people planning a corporate Christmas party or a golf tournament, they come through the show and basically can find everything from A to Z. And so that's kind of what we're doing for the cannabis industry. Big part of it's education, Russ, because people my age and, with children, and you're amazing what you do, but I don't think the world really knows what amazing resource this is. And with a mom that just passed away 6 months ago, I believe it could have helped her extensively with her pain. And they had her on, so many opiates. So at the conference, we have doctors coming in, scientists, people that have studied and know so much about this. So we even want to invite people that just want to learn more about it. My 83-year-old neighbor has terrible back pain, and she's like, can I invite all my friends? And I said, absolutely. And that's what it's about, is pulling together even the people we're sending out to CEOs of companies, because they're going to have to learn how to deal with employees. Mm-hmm. I just sent out a huge company that sent out a memo that they're not going to allow their employees to do medical or recreational.
Yep.
And it's crazy.
Yeah, I'm glad that you are focused on getting education out there to older people. A lot of these cannabis related expos and fairs, a lot of times seem to be geared toward the young. And I've always been of the opinion that, people under the age of 40, they got their hookup. They know what's going on.
Exactly.
It's the older folks that need some help.
Yeah. And, it's like my kids, they're like, Mom, are you a drug dealer? And I'm like, no, guys, I'm planning a conference. And I said, but if you can't win them, join them, My oldest son had very severe ADD and lots of learning problems. And being in Lake Oswego, it's hard to fit a square peg into a round hole.
Sure.
And with him being my oldest child, when they diagnosed him, I went, oh my God, there's a word for what I am. You know, I realized I have ADD. But what I think we do is we drug these kids up, we put them in a corner, we try to make them fit into a school system where there's 30 kids in a classroom, and a teacher can't handle that. And I believe there really are our entrepreneurs and our inventors and our, you know, really just they're brilliant people. And I was out at Mary Jane's House of Glass out in Vancouver, so excited. They're doing a trade school for glass blowing.
Oh, great.
So for a kid that may, you know, college may not be the track for them, there are just, this is the whole new thing. And I don't think we'll see anything like this in our kids or our grandkids' generation.
Yeah.
And Russ, I know I'm talking a lot, but 4 years ago, President Obama came and did, came to my convention center the same day as my trade show and basically closed down all the streets, and my exhibitors lost about $4.5 million. So as he was next door saying, I'm here to help small business, I was being put out of business.
Oh my God.
And so I have an article that Mary Lou Burton versus President Obama, and it really worked out okay because I, you know, the public got the word out there, the news said you need to show up and come down, and you know, even though the president was in the way, but you know, I, as a small business, never got my bailout. And every day I go to the bank and ask for it.
We're speaking with Mary Lou Burton. She's putting on the Cannabis Creative Conference next week. It's Wednesday and Thursday at the Oregon Expo Center. And that's off of Marine Drive, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, Portland Expo Center.
Portland Expo Center, right. Because people get confused. Oregon Convention Center versus Portland Expo Center. This is the one out there on Marine Drive, folks. You want to get out there.
Exactly.
We'll be out there as well, recording interviews and meeting people and tabling with Portland Normal out there at the event. And Mary Lou, this is an interesting story to me in that, you know, you're a mom and you're working as a professional event planner. What got you into the world of cannabis?
Well, I told you my two friends up in Kelso watching what they've gone through, and they basically knew what I did with my conventions, and they were like, Mary, you have to do this.
So cannabis was never a personal part of your life before this?
Nope. The only was catching my kids doing it.
Just catching the kids, but, huh?
Yeah. Now I got to pay for college, Russ, you know? So, no, but the thing, so it was a combination. My son ended up getting his medical marijuana card at 16 because he had a bad snowboard injury. Mm-hmm. He told me as a teenager, the medicine he was on, the opiates that made him crazy and made him not want to live. Mm-hmm. And we dealt with that in junior high. And when he finally went on medical marijuana, it helped him sleep and it helped him stay even. And a PhD doctor told us that it was much healthier than the other crap that's out there.
Absolutely.
And this doctor had done surveys on 300 kids that have gone off the deep end, committed suicide, all these things. And those drugs have on the label, may cause suicide, you know? And so that was an eye-opening thing for me of, you know, and with the tax dollars that this will bring in, I believe we could create a school system that could accommodate these other kids and not make them feel bad or ostracized for who they are.
Yeah. Now, Mary Lou, coming from the other side like you do, the mainstream, and now you're talking about 16-year-olds using medical marijuana. Do you get any pushback from your friends, family, or other contemporaries on this?
Yeah, and I think there is a limit to it. I am, you know, I get concerned about the, you know, the children, but I think it's education. I mean, the kids are doing it, and it's education on what it can do. I'm going to tell you right now, I was hooked on Ambien and it was ugly. And it was a 3-year thing that I was like, I am not sleeping. And my friend said, you know, you should really try a CBD vape pen. And I'm not a drug user, you know?
Right.
And I sleep better than I've ever slept in my life. And I've told some of my friends and people, it's piqued their interest. the big thing I learned when my mom passed away is they just started prescribing things like the patch and the rub, you know, that it doesn't have to be this smoking pot. It's the medical benefits. If people look into the history, in the 1700s, people were arrested for not raising a cannabis crop. I mean, I don't know, you know, where it all came from, where it became illegal, but I've heard, maybe you can tell me, that that hemp was the DuPont, you know, it was a competition to polyester.
Yeah. Now, Mary Lee, you mentioned for the Cannabis Creative Conference that's taking place on Wednesday and Thursday, you had like about 200 different exhibitors. How can people get information online if they want to attend, and how much does it cost?
They can go to CannabisCreativeConference.com. And for your listeners right now, if they enter the code CCC50, they will get $50 off.
Charlie, was that C, letter Charlie?
Yep.
Okay, Charlie, 50, CCC 50.
We'll give them $50 off, and so that will make the, for 2 days, $99.
Oh, man. And that's great. So that's 50% off your regular regular cost there.
Steve Marks from the OLCC rolling out all the rules and regs. We have politicians. We've got, oh my gosh, it's amazing. The lineup of speakers we have are going to be phenomenal. And if people can't attend, we're going to offer those online after. We're going to professionally videotape and create kind of a Cannabis Speakers Association.
Excellent.
And then we're going to be working on grow tours, bringing in from people from out of state, the tourism, the ancillary businesses, which we're going to talk to Noah from CannaGuard. The amount of new employees he's brought to this Oregon is amazing with what he's started. And it's the entrepreneur's candy store. I mean, it's like the businesses that are popping up out of this. And then I forgot to tell you on Tuesday, Russ.
Yes.
We're doing, this is super exciting, MJIC, which is a huge investment company, is coming here from New York. And they're basically going to be telling people how to get funded, it's like a half-day seminar.
Oh, wow.
And that one is $99 as well. And we brought that on board a little bit later. So,
Mary Lee, I'm afraid we're running out of time here, but I want to make sure people know it's the Tuesday for the Investor Summit, Wednesday and Thursday for the conference. Check out CannabisCreativeConference.com. Use the code CCC50 to get 50% off. And we will see you there. I'm one of your speakers. So thanks for joining us and tell us about it.
Thank you so much, Russ.
All right. Have a great day.
You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com.